Bradbury's remarks on public officials beating gays. Icons hopes for issue-based campaigns ahead of 2020's upcoming congressional race. Strike over high school, high school, paralyzes transport in Kenya.
And the financial benefits arising from their creativity and hard work.
He further noted that the arts sector has become a part of economic growth, creating opportunities for millions of people and contributing substantially to improved welfare. Mr. Kalusa encouraged all creatives to transition from informal operations to structured and sustainable enterprises that can contribute meaningfully to the economy.
Without proper protection, artists risk losing ownership, position, and financial benefits arising from their creativity and hard work. It is therefore important for creatives to popularize their work, register trademarks, understand compassion even before writing, and ensure that their intellectual property is protected from pirates and unauthorized use. By protecting their creative work, artists are empowered to generate sustainable income, build strong brands, attract investment, and establish own self-care.
Kanurushi Mayor Dawdy Silama says no progress has been made in acting on a directive issued by Commonwealth Minister Felicia Matambo regarding the suspected illegal allocation of 7 hectares of land belonging to the People's Coastal on housing and property in Zambia and the Federation of Poor People in Kanurushi. Last month, Mr. Matambo directed the council to investigate how alleged unscrupulous individuals within the local authority facilitated the grabbing of the land and ensure that those responsible are guilty for the law. Speaking in an interview with CNC, Mr. Shimama says he had no information on the matter because he had not yet instructed the council to take action. Mr. Shimama further disclosed that he had been away from office for the past 7 days, tending to the ongoing UPND adoption and nomination primary, adding that he will only attend the matter to the election once the party adoption process is concluded. Meanwhile, the slow response and limited action from the local authority has raised concern among stakeholders, with the Kitchen Land Alliance expressing worry over the council's commitment to addressing the allegations, particularly those related to double land allocation.
Practice of certain government code and some people instructing for example, bring in report. Now, apparently, what is happening in the government and the government for the government? So, I'll take the office for the past 7 days. Let me see my phone call to the government and find out how to instruct that to give a report.
In global news, thousands of Kenyans and Kenyan commuters have been stranded and businesses paralyzed as public transport operators went on a nationwide strike to protest against recent decisions in the House of Lords. Key roads in the capital Nairobi remain largely empty, forcing some commuters to walk to work, with other parts of the country also affected by the transport strike. Businesses in parts of Nairobi remain shut and closed after students to stay at home. The BBC reports on this and other stories.
The head of the African Center for Disease Control says funding is key to minimizing the risk of the current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jean Kosea says special care must be taken around 2 million for the treatment. So far, there are no effective vaccines or medicines for the latest strain. 87 deaths have been reported in Congo and one in Uganda. Rwanda and South Sudan are on the list. The Dutch cruise ship at the center of the deadly hantavirus outbreak has arrived at its final destination, Dutch port of Rotterdam. Authorities there have made quarantine arrangements for the 23 crew and 2 medical staff still on board. The luxury liner will be decommissioned. The Senate in the Philippines has convened in Houston Court for the trial of the country's Vice President, Sara Duterte. She is accused of misdeeds, including refusing to hold funds and threatening the life of the president. She is denied wrongdoing.
This is the 13-hour Senate Supreme Court.